hot as sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show. Call or text now. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Call us or send us a text on the WNSR text line. 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. Call or text. Same number.
Red 7.
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. 5th Avenue, downtown.
Hot rap!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
I do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Pitch to Charlie Condon. Two outs, bottom of the ninth. I'm up 10. I'll pitch to him. That's probably safe. Yeah, Charlie, we'll feed you one here. Do what you got to do. Hour three on this Wednesday edition. Guesting, we're complete. We finished that up, and we have another hour of extemporaneous long-form hangout time. The text line is as follows, 615-844-5600 on Twitter, Bill is King, and you can email the show, billisking7@gmail.com. Tom says, Bill, I was looking at the Heisman odds and can't believe Cam Rising is still playing. He's got to be 30 years old. Yep. Heisman odds, and I believe this would be bet. U.S., right? It's got Quinn Ewers and Carson Beck. I had somebody ask me yesterday, actually Matt Jones, former All-American Arkansas quarterback, NFL first-round pick, asked me, who would I take, Carson Beck or Quinn Ewers? By the way, they're both plus 800. At the top of the Heisman odds, plus 800. Milroe is in there. Actually, Nico has dropped down some, I believe. Nico is plus 2,000. Anyways, ask who would you rather have? I think Carson Beck. I like them both. Now, again, when you take the conversation to the NFL, that's a whole different calculation. I like them both. I think Beck is probably overall the better prospect. It's close. Yeah, it's close, but I think I like Beck's upside a little better than yours. As it pertains to the next level. They're both going to be first-round picks. That's not. Matter of fact, they're debating whether Beck might be the first pick. Yeah, but between the two, back to the question, I would take Beck. I think Nico's got the most upside of any of these guys. Miro was plus 1,400. Dylan Gabriel is plus 1,000. Now out at Oregon. Will Howard, who might not be the starting quarterback at Ohio State, is plus 1,400. DJU is plus 2,500. LSU's new quarterback, Garrett Nussmeyer, is plus 2,200. Jackson Dart, and he's going to put up a whole lot of yardage. That offense is for the quarterback to stuff the stat sheet. Jackson Dart plus 1,800. Riley Leonard plus 2,800. Nico is plus 2,000. If you want to get you some Nico right there. Yeah, plus 2,000 for him. Georgia Dom, did you see this? And there was an award for the Omni Hotel, which is our title sponsor. The Omni Hotel in Nashville, again, some of you have been there from out of town. We're there every month. Omni Nashville Hotel has been named the number two meeting hotel in North America. This recognition would not have been possible without the hard work and dedication of every single associate. We are honored to have been in the top seven hotels every year since the inception of the award. Number two in North America. That's right. And I saw this yesterday. Big Joe, longtime friend, and used to be on this the station where we launch it every day. Still is in town. Longtime TV personality here in town, too. Big Joe posted this. I did not know it at the time, but yes, Big Joe posted this yesterday. And Georgia Dog said, Bill, how about that? Yep. How about it? And Music City Todd and everybody over there, that is a fantastic acknowledgement for that fantastic hotel. Tom in Myrtle Beach says, Bill, I got Nico at 30-1. And I have Judkins, Quinshon Judkins, Ohio State running back, at 70-1. Now, see, that's good value. You put a little money on it, and if it pays, fantastic. If it doesn't, Tom spends more money than that on a half of a bottle of Eagle Rare. That ain't no money for him. Yeah, if you could just buy a half bottle, that's good. That's good quality, I think. Charlie in the 706 down in America's Georgia, and again, I think no Kentucky fans have said, Bill, I think it's Kentucky, this surprise baseball program or team this year, I should say. But I think Georgia, I take Kentucky for granted. Now, maybe not. I didn't think they'd be in the top five or top two right now. But I thought they're always a good, solid program. You remember, again, back to that Tennessee 22 team? That was a juggernaut. Look at those records. Now, you realize that team went 25-5 in league play. That is obscene. That is ridiculous. Kentucky beat them in a series that year. It's the only series they lost. Kentucky won 2 of 3 against them. Charlie down in America's Georgia. Baseball is a beautiful sport, Bill. Doesn't matter that much about your size, either 6'5 or 5'10. It's all about being consistent along with luck from the health and getting a break. The cream does rise. So the top-tier players are definitely gifted. Well, and the state of Georgia is loaded with dudes. And you have all those perfect game locations down there. My kid played down there in Georgia. And Georgia is a wonderful baseball state. Now, you could start with, well, yeah, Bill, they got the Braves, that incredible franchise. But I'm just talking about from dudes, from little league ball all the way up. It's a just wonderfully gifted baseball state. Always has been, man. Yeah, always has been. I think that one of my sons in a tournament, and actually that tournament was around here in the 615, but it was a regional semi-national tournament. I'm pretty sure I saw Jake Fromm play. Now, he would have been about a sophomore or freshman in high school, so it's not like, and Jake is from Warner Robins, right? I think wasn't he a pretty good baseball player in high school? You guys down at Warner Robins? I think he was.
But at the time, I hadn't really heard of him yet. Now, later on, he was a highly ranked quarterback in recruiting. Very highly thought of. Jake Fromm. But I swear I saw him play high school. But I mean, travel team baseball. Not his high school. Was in a tournament down. Oh, speaking of the Emerald Coast, they always have those tournaments down in Panama City at that park. And we would go down there every summer for a tournament for one of my sons. And Les Miles' son was in that tournament. I didn't get to see him play, but he was in the tournament. And supposedly, and I believe this was 14U, right? This was barely high school kids, 14U. But there was a kid down there playing, and I don't remember his name. I don't think it materialized, but he was considered the best young kid in America, and guess where he was from? Georgia. And I remember some of his teammates were sitting in the stands with us, and we were talking, and we were just asking about him, and they were just, like, marveling over him. Hits dingers, throws 90. And I don't remember. I wouldn't recognize his name. Even if he did end up being good, I probably would not recognize the name, but I just remember that, man. There were teams from Louisiana, Georgia, Alabama. Heck, some of those travel team tournaments, there would be a busload of families and players from Canada coming down to play. There's a really cool park up in Kentucky that I think is relatively new. It's 10 to 15 years old. I'll tell you how good this park is. And it's not all the way to Louisville. It's outside of Bowling Green, somewhere over there. They have now for summer tournaments these water displays all over the park where kids can run under there and cool off. Just like a sprinkler system, but it's made for that. For the kids, because at these tournaments, you know, you have the families there and you have all their siblings and some young kids, and they're not watching the games. They're out there running around playing, right? They'll have that at the park. The biggest problem with all of that is the gouging. It's bad. It's bad. Ben down in Perry, Georgia, said, Bill, Jake was a pretty good baseball player. Played on a Little League World Series championship. Also helped his high school win a state championship. I swear, Ben, I saw him. I didn't realize who he was or what he would become. And he was a good-sized kid even then. He's probably, I think he was 6'1", 6'2", at that point. Anyways, we'll take the break. Presented by what they're ranking the number 2 hotel in America. I'd like to know who number 1 is. The Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. There's still a couple of accidents out here still getting some attention. It remains a little bit crowded over here with some volume at times on 40 westbound at Donaldson Pike. You still got a lot of traffic flowing in right now through Hermitage coming in from Wilson County down I-40 westbound, passing the B&A Airport there at Donaldson Pike. It's still a little bit crowded also coming off that ramp from Vietnam Vets on to 65 going south, headed down into Madison. Princess Hot Chicken has new items on a new menu. You don't want to miss these items. They're awesome. Mediterranean salads. Check out the grilled chicken tenders, princesshotchicken.com for more information. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at USPS.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she acts like she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives. So it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy. She sleeps well. She's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I'm so confident your dog will love it. Your order is back with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/healthy or text healthy to 511-511. Text healthy to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request. Paid for by Dr. Marty's Pets.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my entire family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's the McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
We were here when Eddie George left. We were here when Chris Johnson left. They had to move on too. And Derrick Henry is doing the same. These guys cannot stay forever. That's just the deal.
It's just what it is.
It's just what it is.
Derrick Henry made it to 30, and most people are ready to put 30-year-old running backs out to pasture.
The McFarland Show with Darren and Justin on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR.
He knows all there is to know about Johnny Five Star, and now you can too. It's Bill King.
All right, pop quiz. Now, the only trick to this pop quiz is I don't know the answer to it. So it's also a pop quiz to me. Usually it's a pop quiz, and then I know it, and I think I'm tricking you, and then one of you will get it, right? This time it's a pop quiz, and I don't know the answer to it. If indeed Charlie Condon is the top pick in the draft, is there another example of a walk-on to first pick in the draft in any sport? I don't care what the sport is. Basket weaving, whatever the sport might be. From walk-on to first pick in the draft. Football, basketball, baseball, marbles, badminton, horseshoes, hand grenades, whatever the sport might be. Is there another example of that? I don't mean some guy that was at a junior college and that happens and then explodes and that all that happens. I specifically mean walk on to number one pick in the draft. He might be the only one. Now, again, I don't know the answer to that. Jim in Jupiter says, Bill, how about Baker Mayfield? That one was a little tricky. Now, it is true. Technically, he was a walk-on. You're right. No, you're right. You're right. And also is the first walk-on to win the Heisman, right? and he got drafted by the Browns. Remember, he went to Texas Tech. Now, he was a very accomplished high school player. Very accomplished. From Lake Travis, a very well-known school in the ATX, Austin, Texas. And I'm not sure, there was something quirky about it, but nonetheless, Jimmy Jupiter's right. He was a walk-on, and he got there, and his first year, he blew up, man. Man, he blew up, and I just pulled this up. In his first start, he started against SMU, he passed for 413 yards. He just blew up. He got into it with Cliff Kingsbury. Okay, he got into it with him. They did not get along. After all that, there was a snit between the two of them. And so, and again, we did not have the freebie. So, I think he just showed up at Oklahoma or something. Remember that? I don't think there was a big conversation anyways. He got into it with Kingsbury. Kingsbury was not wanting to scholarship him or something. There was something going on there, and I don't really remember, but it was a personal snit. And anyways, he ends up at Oklahoma and ends up the number one pick in the draft. And has made a lot of money. He hadn't been I don't know that he's been an overall really good NFL quarterback, but so what? Yeah, that's an interesting one. But I think Baker Mayfield, and again, folks, I didn't know Charlie Condon from high school, so I could be dead bleeping wrong here. Dead A-Z-Z wrong here. Was Charlie Condon, I know he didn't have many offers and he walked on to Georgia, but was he otherwise a pretty accomplished baseball high schooler? I mean, just in general. I mean, there's a lot of kids that hit 400, 350 in high school and don't play college ball, aren't wanted. Right? My kid who's entering his senior year of dental school hit 400 his senior year. He went to a junior college and realized he didn't love it. That was it. But I mean, there's guys like that all over the place, right? There's dudes like that everywhere. But, yeah, that's from Jim. That's a good one, man. I have never read, maybe I should have done the research, what the disconnect with him and Kingsbury was. But I do know that is he cannot stand Cliff Kingsbury. The girls all think Cliff is the hottest guy they've ever seen. Baker Mayfield can't stand him. He doesn't care what all the girls think about Cliff. He ain't playing that stuff. Shannon in South Bend. Bill, so the Irish and Aggies are set for prime time on 8:31. Does that time concern you for the Irish? Historically, I feel the Irish have always played better in the afternoon. Go Irish, Bill. Oh, I'm not worried about the time. I mean, it's going to be a heck of a game. I'm not saying I'm not worried Notre Dame wins easy or something. No, that's going to be a fantastic ball game. But I don't think the time will have anything to do with the outcome. It is at A&M. I mean, that's a home field advantage. That crowd, think about it now. A&M is all excited. They got Mike Elko and Jimbo's gone. They've done very well in the talent acquisition area, transfer portal too. They have unlimited resources in essence. And add to it that Notre Dame resonates anywhere, anytime. If Notre Dame was coming to College Station and they weren't very good, let's say they were 5-7 last year, and frankly, there's not a whole lot of hope for this year, that place would be electric because it's Notre Dame. Because, no, the fans wouldn't be thinking this is a really good Notre Dame team. They would be thinking this team is down. Let's make it further when it comes to the pain threshold. Let's humiliate them. Notre Dame gets that kind of respect. That place will be absolutely nuts for that ball game. That place will be absolutely loony for that bowl game. Jeff 2 says, Bill, Jake is from Warner Robins. Yeah, I remember that. Went to Houston County High School. You and your loyal listeners will love this. A notable alumni of Houston County High is a man by the name of Brandon King. Now, there's only one Brandon King. He lives here. That can't be the case. And it brings up players. This Brandon King played for the Colts, it said. Let me see who else is in this group. Jake Fromm, Georgia quarterback. Star of the Netflix series QB1 in the NFL. That's pretty interesting. I swear, I do. I think I saw him. I think I saw him play. Hoptown boy. Bill, a little late, but did you see that article I sent you about Vol Nation going nuclear on Danny White for the firing of the women's basketball coach? Some of those emails are priceless. Yeah, the Knoxville News Sentinel, Rocky Top, Tennessee, did a FOIA request for emails received regarding Tennessee's firing of Kelly Jolly. I forget her last name. Her maiden name is Jolly. I don't know what her marriage name is.
Harper.
Harper. Okay. Patton just helped me. Kelly Jolly Harper. So anyways, and I hadn't seen it, but Hoptown Boy had a link to it. And it was incoming emails, Tennessee fans mad at Danny White, who's their AD, who has been a really good AD up there. And F-bombs and threats of not going to any other sporting event ever. It was comical. And again, they FOIA'd this to get the information. And now they've hired a new coach. I think her name is Kim Caldwell. And I think they're excited about that. But Kelly was a very good player there from Tennessee, was a high school star, played for Pat. Had a very accomplished career, and I think so far has had a very accomplished coaching career. Couldn't get past, I believe, the Sweet 16 at Tennessee, and they fired her. Now, again, the Cosby Cattleman would have had some choice words for this. He couldn't stand the idea of her up there, and then he didn't like the idea she was making $1 million, and she was paying her husband like a lot of money, too, to be on the staff or something. I don't recall the details of that. But anyway, she got fired. That's not new news. That was couple of months ago, maybe. But the incoming emails of F-bombs and threats and everything else was, I don't mean bad threats, like I'm going to harm you. I just mean threats of, I'm never going to go, I hope Tennessee loses every game. I'm never going to another game. Now, I can promise you, none of those were Tennessee football fans. Loyal football fans wouldn't care. But, yeah, Hoptown Boy, I had not seen that. I probably wouldn't have seen it until you linked it. That was comedy. I retweeted it. So I'm thinking some folks probably got to see it. Oh, so I mispronounced it. Brett down in Georgia says, Bill, you don't say Houston down here in Warner Robins. You'll get corrected almost immediately. It's pronounced Houston. See, I didn't know that. I did not know that. Because, and I have no idea why it's pronounced like that, but it is. So, Houston, down there, county is not Bill Houston. It's Houston. Phonetically, he spells it H-O-W-S-T-O-N. Brad, I appreciate that. No. I appreciate that. Jeff 2 says, according to TMZ Sports regarding Baker Mayfield and Cliff Kingsbury, quotes from Baker stems from Baker allegedly saying that Kingsbury kicked him to the curb after he sprained his MCL while at Texas Tech. See, I don't remember that part. I knew there was a snip between. Why would you not scholarship a guy like that who immediately completely destroys a stat sheet? Like, his numbers are so big, they come off the side of the stat sheet. They spill off the side. That's just being a jerk. Topwater Assassin. Bill, you said your son didn't love ball at college. I had two roommates that were college athletes. I don't think anybody loves it at that level. Way too much practice. They just burn out. Yeah, you end up going to college to play ball, and I don't care what level it is, they own you. My daughter didn't enjoy it as much in college basketball, and my son said, Dad, I don't know that we practice baseball much. They ran us and screamed at us. That's all we did. That's all we did. And he actually ended up the summer after his freshman year going to Kentucky, where you join a league. He and a buddy, actually the son of the Belmont baseball coach. He and his buddy. And you live in a home with a family, and you play for the local baseball team, and you travel, and they have a radio guy that follows the team around, and the game's on the radio. And he did that for a summer and realized, this sucks. Which I told him, I said, look, you wouldn't know that, though, unless you tried it. People make the mistake all the time of looking at failure. And not that that was necessarily a failure, but just, you know, we're not going to continue as something bad. It's not bad at all. The best lessons you can learn are from failure. The best lessons, absolutely. Just saying. Kevin in Muletown said, Bill, those emails were from the Lady Vols Mafia. It's a cultish frenzy. You do not want the scorn from the Lady Vol Mafia. Drew in the 478 says, Bill, I believe Charlie Condon's was rated the number 500 player in the state of Georgia. Now, Georgia's got a lot of players in there. But number 500 in his state. Okay, here's the new pop quiz. Name any of the other players to be taken number one in any draft who are ranked their senior year number 500 in the state. There's the stat. Somebody beat that one. Coming right back, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. There's still a couple of accidents in there, clearing stages out here. There's still some volume trying to get through the Antioch area right now, coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County on 24 westbound. It's been moving fairly decent. There's also still some volume out here into Hermitage, Donaldson on 40 west, passing B&A Airport. Still looking good right now. 65 southbound down through Millersville. Plenty of radar. I-40 out in Dixon County this morning. Prince's Hot Chicken, they have a brand new menu with new items on there. Check out every one of them. You can order online today at Prince's Hot Chicken. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
And now, Caesars Plumbing and Mechanical LLC is reminding motorists to slow down on our roadways. Keep an eye out for kids at play and never text and drive. This message is brought to you by veteran-owned and operated Caesars Plumbing and Mechanical LLC, serving up to a 50-mile radius from Nashville. For residential or commercial septic and plumbing installations, repairs, service, and construction, give the pros a call today and ask about their veteran and first responder discounts. 615-295-5359, 615-295-5359, or visit CaesarsPlumbing.com.
Ew. Gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon Pull-Apart is every part. Unlike mornings, which have no good parts, until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon Pull-Apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon Pull-Apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon franchisor SPD LLC.
It's JB and the General.
You're 6'9" for Joe Alton and ran a good 40. 5.04, I believe, was...
I think I saw a little bit of his work. It looked like he was moving around pretty well.
Looked good. I will say this, though. Chargers at 5, he's going to play right tackle for them. So if he makes it past then, maybe you can get him to the Titans at 7, but apparently he's not making it past number 5.
Really?
So it is unfortunate.
Weekdays 9-11, live on WNSR.
Knows all there is to know about Johnny Five Star, and now you can too. It's Bill King.
Stephen down in Athens, Georgia says, Bill, we don't pronounce anything correctly in South Georgia. Cairo, C-A-I-R-O, and we already... We always talk about that one. It's pronounced Cairo. Vienna is pronounced Vienna. He said, Bill, Kentucky's that way too, I suspect. I was told firsthand that they call Versailles Versailles. That is true. I'll give you one. Muletown, Tennessee, where Kevin resides, is M-A-U-R-Y County, which you would think that would be Maury or something, right? It's Murray. It's Murray County. Yeah, I think every state's got some of that. To where you see the spelling of something, you assume the pronunciation, and it's not pronounced that way. I think there's a bunch of that, but... Yeah, we got that. We got that going on up here, too. Kevin in Muletown. I didn't really know much about the Lady Vol Mafia, but they got after it. Yeah, you need to... I retweeted that yesterday. Hoptown Boy had it, and he said, Bill, you got to see, this is funny. It was. Jim and Jupiter, Bill, I grew up on Cairo syrup. I love that stuff. But it's down there pronounced Cairo. Gotta be careful now when you're pronouncing those beautiful Georgia cities. Anybody checked Roaring Kitty this morning? I have not even looked. That'd be GameStop. GME would be the signal, the symbol. Sorry about that. Oh, it's down. It got up as high as about 72 to 75 yesterday. Again, last week it was maybe 10 to 16. Brian Ketty, who in 21 turned 50K into 50 million on GameStop, started posting again. And the thing started running. Now, last time it ran to 500 and something. Now it's, I don't know if it's run out of gas. Like I told you, unless you just want to, if you have money that you have no worries at all, if it goes to zero and you want to throw it at it, then go ahead. But I wouldn't do it if you want to make money. I wouldn't do it if you need that money. Don't do that. Yeah, AMC is floundering as well this morning. Yeah, I'd be careful right there. I wouldn't be playing around. You're petting a very moody rattlesnake. Yeah, I'd be a little careful there. Don't reach down and pat that rattlesnake right now. Let it mind its business. Have a good time with it. But I do think the story's very funny. The Roaring Kitty story. Remember, he went before Congress. That was hilarious. And you know all those folks in Congress are all those folks. And again, I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. They're all in your pocketbook, right? They're all about getting your stuff. And you could just tell trying to interview him, they were just, you turned that into 50 million bucks. Just how could they get their grubby, nasty hands on that? Money that they did not control, per se. They don't like that now. Uh-uh. No. What is he, 25, 26? I believe he ran cross-country in college. I don't think he was in the Ivy League. Might have been. But he's from Massachusetts, and it took his $50 million and he disappeared for a while. And why not? I think his dad, his family background, his mom is an RN, and his dad, I think, was in the blue-collar world. I don't know where, and maybe, but not from a wealthy background at all. Very modest, middle-class background. And Roaring Kitty is now roaring in money. Brad in Georgia says, Bill, you need to also note that Cairo, Georgia, spelt like Cairo. No. See, I already screwed it up. Cairo, Georgia, spelt like Cairo. Mascot is the syrup makers. That's pretty funny, I know. That is very, very funny. So we did learn this morning that Jake Fromm was an accomplished baseball player. That's what I thought, man. Thought I saw that dude. And he was, I'm just guessing Jake Fromm was one of those guys that whatever he did, if you said, Jake, hit a golf ball, he probably hit it three, right? Jake, pick up a tennis racket, probably pretty good. Just guessing. He's one of those guys, right? Whatever he does, he's going to be good at. Now, is he a starting quarterback in the NFL? Probably not, but he'll hang around some. All right, we'll take the break. Tomorrow, J.C. Sherbert, Dave Hooker, T.J. Pettinger, maybe catch. Maybe. Capital M on that one, maybe. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. There's still a couple of accidents in there, clearing stages out here. There's still some volume trying to get through the Antioch area right now, coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County on 24 westbound. It's been moving fairly decent. There's also still some volume out here into Hermitage, Donaldson on 40 west, passing B&A Airport. Still looking good right now. 65 southbound down through Millersville. Plenty of radar. I-40 out in Dixon County this morning. Prince's Hot Chicken, they have a brand new menu with new items on there. Check out every one of them. You can order online today at Prince's Hot Chicken. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
And now, Caesars Plumbing and Mechanical is reminding motorists to slow down on our roadways, keep an eye out for kids at play, and never text and drive. This message brought to you by veteran-owned and operated Caesars Plumbing and Mechanical, LLC, serving up to a 50-mile radius from Nashville. For residential or commercial septic and plumbing installations, repairs, service, and construction, give the pros a call today and ask about their veteran and first responder discount, 615-295-5359, 615-295-5359, or visit CaesarsPlumbing.com. That's Caesars Plumbing and Mechanical, LLC. They're professionals who care.
Ad paid for by Anthem Tax Services. Attention, if you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems, end all collections, and may even reduce your back taxes significantly. Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you, but you must call 800-240-4917 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free and the help is real. Call 800-240-4917. That's 800-240-4917. Again, 800-240-4917.
Clarksville Electric Service is on the air reminding all motorists to slow down in residential neighborhoods and school zones. Never text and drive, and always designate a driver when celebrating. This message is courtesy of Clarksville Electric Service, serving Clarksville, Tennessee for over 10 years. For commercial and residential installs and maintenance, call Clarksville Electric Service today at 931-614-0186, 931-614-0186, or visit ClarksvilleElectricService.com.
The 2024 Atlanta Braves are on a mission to bring home a seventh straight NL East title and head back to the Fall Classic.
Harris to the warning track. Harris will leap, and he got it! He caught the ball! You have got to be kidding me! Swung on, belted, deep right field, gone!
Listen to the NL East defending champs, the Atlanta Braves, only on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Music City Todd approved. The Bill King Show.
Yes, that Omni, ranked the number two hotel in America. That Omni, sponsor of this radio show, the title sponsor of this here radio show. Good friend, a lot of you who have been here have met Music City Todd. Good guy, man. Yeah, he's the guy that leads it and does a fantastic job. Topwater Assassin, Bill, not financial advice, but the last time AMC stock exploded, so did the crypto meme coins. Bought a little Doge yesterday, up 5% today. I was in on AMC when it exploded last time. I was part of that. I was not part of the GME explosion. Wish I would have been. Jeff, too. Bill, if Catch is on this week, please have your first question be if he'll be attending SEC Media Days this year or in years going forward, and if he plans on asking Sankey anything interesting. If so, we need an SEC Network crew following Catch around 24/7. Yeah, he'll be there. Yeah, Orange Bloods will be there. Orange Bloods makes a fortune. Travel expenditures ain't a problem for them. Yeah, they'll be there. They're all about it. Texas is going to be an interesting addition because they go from being thought as an absolute bully in their league historically to, I'm not going to say just another school because Texas ain't just another school. It's a monstrosity, but not nearly the muscle that they had. And they're good with that. Yeah, they're good with that. That's a very powerful addition to the SEC. I mean, a big bad dude. Now, yeah, maybe they underachieve a lot in football from time to time. Not this last year they didn't. But you're used to seeing them ranked and not live up to it. You've seen a bunch of that out of them. I know. I have too. But they're coming in really good athletic shape. Oklahoma's going to be fun. Boomer Sooner. Looking forward to that. R.D. in Coleoka, Tennessee. Not far from Murray County. What's up, R.D.?
That's right. And when we first relocated from Nashville, we would abruptly get corrected if we pronounced it Murray instead of Murray. And not only that, a little town of spelled Santa Fe, but if you didn't say Santa Fe, you would get corrected.
That's another one I should have mentioned. Yes, Santa Fe, right over there where he is Santa Fe.
That's right. Bill, I don't know if I have time, but you were discussing high school kids getting burned out in college. Real quick, after high school graduation in 68, I was invited to walk on at Middle Tennessee. I thought I liked football until I got up to the field. Would wake up at daybreak, go to the practice field after practice, shower, go to breakfast. After breakfast, you go to the classroom, X and O for an hour and a half after that. Second trip to the practice field, after practice, shower, eat lunch, back to the classroom, X and O for an hour and a half. After that, go to the practice field for a third time. This is during summer practice. After practice, shower, go to supper, and then crawl back to your room and go to bed. And that was it. After 2 weeks, I come to the conclusion, maybe I'm not meant to be a college football player.
Three a day. Now listen to this. Three a days. Again, no rules back then. Three a days, and the temp in August is probably 95 to 100.
Long sleeve, some jerseys that you practice in, they thought that was good for you back then.
Oh.
But yeah, every day, you was either on the practice field or in the classroom, extra knowing. And so I just... The only thing that kept me from being a good college football player, Bill, was my size and athletic ability.
Other than that, you had it. You had it all.
I had it. I was all over it except for that. See you later, man.
All right, man. Yeah, that's one thing that we don't necessarily think about. Once you go to college, in whatever sport it is, it's a job, man. I mean, they own you. Your day is not your day. It's their day as they see your day should go. Right? And I could see where somebody would lose their love for it. We just sit here and watch all these dudes play, and they're good, and it just seems, oh, man, everything's happy. They just go out there, and they play, and they're skilled and everything. There's a million miles of stuff that goes into that. Even with the real gifted ones. It's hard. You imagine you're good enough that Nick Saban wants you. That's epic levels of high school good, right? And you think you're going to Alabama and it's going to be really outstanding and you're going to win big. And all that's true. But what you don't really know because you haven't lived it yet is what that grind's going to be like under Nick Saban. That's what you don't know. You think you know, but you don't. This ain't high school ball where everybody's patting you on the back when you walk down the hallway to class and little Susie's waiting for you at the locker, right? And everybody, all the teachers are taking care of you and all that. It's a whole different world, y'all. Losh Pop!
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Let's get ready to rumble, says former President Donald Trump in response to President Biden's invitation to debate twice before the election. Trump says he's up for doing it in June and September, as Biden proposes, but they should meet more than twice. ABC's Karen Travers has more on the announcement from the Biden.